Started at the Turaway, Northwest London, Thursday, 4th of Shavat, 6th of January, at Dayan Baruch Rappaport, Parents' Rights in an Adopted Child's Assets. This week's Turaway has been sponsored by family Dudi Rosenberg in a fond memory of his father, Rav Herschel Rosenberg, Lila Nishmas, Rav Yitzchok Tzvi, Ben Menachem, Moshe Meir, Zachron Lebracha, on his 27th Yahrzeit today.
Just before I begin, nowhere in Shulchan Aruch will you find any halachas about adoption. Nowhere. Not in Yeridah, not in Eben Ezer, in Chesh Mishpat, nowhere. Nothing about adoption, because in halacha, in terms of halacha, there's no such thing as adoption. A non-biological child cannot become a biological child, and a non-biological parent can't become a biological parent. It's a metzias. It can't be changed. In fact, I'll tell you, it's very interesting that for many, many, many years, Poskim relied to a certain extent, to a large extent, when regarding the lineage of a person, relied on an official birth certificate. A birth certificate issued by the government could be relied upon. Many, many years ago, not long after I came to South Africa, I found out that when there's a court order of adoption for a child, then a new birth certificate is issued, and the names of the parents are the adoptive parents, and the name of the child is whatever name they've decided to call the child. And there's no indication whatsoever that this child is not the natural child, the biological child of these parents.
Doesn't say adopted.
Doesn't say adopted. Not on the birth certificate. There will be an adoption certificate, a separate certificate, but a new birth certificate is issued stating the names of the adoptive parents and the child. And if you look at that birth certificate, it's no different than a normal birth certificate. You won't know that this child is not a natural child.
Which
means you can't rely on the birth certificate. When the child is 21, yeah. A new birth certificate.
It's a big problem. It's a big problem about you.
There's lots of problems when it comes to that.
When that child wants to get married in an Orthodox shul.
Sorry?
When that child, when they were people, wants to get married in an Orthodox shul, he can't really prove that he's Jewish.
Well, from the birth certificate, he can't prove. So he has to bring other proof. He has to bring other proof. Find out who the biological mother was. That's the procedure. Al Kaponim saying Shulchan Aruch, he won't find anything about adopted children. So hypothetical child. Adopted child, he's 12 years old, 11, 12 years old. He had a couple of pounds of his own, and he bought a lotto ticket. Is there a lotto here?
A lotto.
Yeah. In England, there is a lottery.
Lottery.
Lottery. He bought a lottery ticket.
Well, that is saying quite a good idea. Did it change when once his birth certificate changes?
I can't hear you.
Once a certificate is changed to the new parents, after adoption, well, it's same code. Does it stay with the old parent or does it come to the new one?
When it comes to the Maisa, ask me and I'll tell you. All right? Otherwise, we haven't got much time.
Yes.
So this child goes and buys a lottery ticket and he wins £1 million. £1 million. For Allah Yiddish Kinder gesagt. The father, the adoptive father, says it belongs to me. Belongs to me. Yeah. Says Allah in Shulchan Aruch. This is talking about a natural sign. In Simon Reishayim, Chesh Mishpat. It says as follows. Metzias b'noi u'bitoi hasmuchim al shulchanoi afo b'ishem g'doylim. Even if the child is already bar mitzvah, an adult, if that child is being supported by the parent, and he finds a metzia, a metzia's avdev shemchose, hari elu shaloi. belong to the father. Belongs to the father. That's the Mechaber says. So for your child, who is dependent on you for support, even if it's a god, find something, belongs to the father. Gemara says, it's a Takonas Chazal, we'll see in a minute, the reason. And then the Ramah goes on and says, not just by a Metzia, but who adin im hirvichu bischoira oy bimlocha. If the child earned money through business or through trade or craft or work, then the income belongs to the, it goes to the father. Goes to the father.
So long he is not 13 years old.
No. Even if he's 25 and he's somach al shulchan aviv, which means he's being supported by the father, then it belongs to the father. The Sma says the Svara, based on the Gemara, and the Sma says, Shekacho yonira yoshel hachomim v'shalem atoiv la'oisim atoiv, shemeizin oisoi, atal pishein chayv lefa'an sakim al barashon. The Chazal saw it fit, excuse me, it's just, it's fair, it's equitable to give the Metzia to the father who's feeding the son, who's supporting the son, he's keeping him alive. It's the right thing to do that the father should receive a benefit for the toiva that he is doing to the son, who is not mechuyev. Medina Gemara, you're not mechuyev to support a child over the age of 6. Once the child is 6, you don't have to support him. Medina Gemara. Today we don't pass him like that, but Medina Gemara we're talking about. Yeah? So over the age of 6, if he's supporting, he's giving the son food, he's giving the son clothes, whatever, he's giving him pocket money, he's doing a big toiva to the son. And he's not mechuyev to do it. So in return for the toiva that the father is doing to the son, the Chazal Mesaken, that the father should receive a toiva, should receive a benefit. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yosha, he talks about Yosha, it's the correct thing, says the Sma. Near Yosha the Chachom, it was seen by the Chachom to be the correct thing to do. Which will not apply, he says, that won't be the din. Mashenkin Achin, a Mephalnis, a Machosei, Machamisavia. It comes to a father died and he left assets to the sons, the Yosham, and there's a daughter, and Alpidin. The daughter has to be supported from the assets of the father. I mean, the brothers have to make sure she has enough to live on. Yeah? If she finds something, if the sister will find something, then it won't belong to the brothers, it won't go to the brothers because they're mechuyev to support her. They're not doing her a favor. They're mechuyev, Alpidin, to support her. Mishumocha mitziosim la'atzma. That's what the Sma says. So based on this, if a father is supporting an adopted child, he doesn't have to, he's not mechuyev to. So the same as if he's supporting his own child when he's not mechuyev to. We say that he benefits from anything that that child will bring in. So an adopted child should be the same thing. He's not mechuyev. It should be the same thing. It's the right and just and fair thing to do. He's looking after the son, which is not mechuyev to do. So he should be rewarded in return for that. Based on this. But... Just repeat the inside for you. He's not mechuyev to support him.
It could be an old man in an old age home as well.
Huh?
It could be an old person, man in an old age home. Looking after him.
If he's looking after his son.
No, a man.
Anyone. We'll soon see. Does it apply to anyone or not? We'll soon see. Good. Later on, Ramah says, Yosef has somach al shulchan achirim. We've got a case of a Yosef who's reliant on somebody else. can be the same thing, a person in an old age home. Then why do you have to go for an old age home? Why can't you go for somebody who's in Borstal? Yosrim asomoch al shulchan acherim mitziyosei la'atzmoi. It doesn't go to the person who's supporting him. I wasn't him. So here again we have a sma. The sma says here, you see, Tess, she's gotten Tess, says, Hainu Tame, the Imlo Yazuna who, if the person who's supporting this Yosem will stop supporting him, Yazuna Acherim. There'll be other people who will support him. Why? The Mishum Mitzvah Rabba, Mitzuyim Lazun, is Tcha Mitzvah to look after Yosem. So there'll always be somebody to look after him. So therefore the Chachomim Chazal were not misaken that the Metziah of the Yosem goes to the person who's looking after, who's supporting him. Because there'll always be somebody else to look after him. It seems from the Sma that there's an added reason why the Metziah would go to the supporter, to the sponsor. It seems from the Sma that another reason is because we want to make that takon of the Chazal, that the Metziah or the income of the son goes to the sponsor, to the supporter, is not just a return, a favor in return, but it's for the benefit of the child. Because if the sponsor will not receive anything in return, he might think it's not worthwhile to be invested in this child, and he'll stop supporting him. So that only apply. That wouldn't apply by a yosem, because a yosem there'll always be somebody. We're not worried if he stops supporting the yosem, because there'll be such a gvaldik mitzvah. The Sma says there'll always be somebody to look after the yosem. Yeah, there'll always be somebody to look after the yosem. Now let's take, if so, based on this Ramon, this Sma, let's take the case of the adopted child. The adopted child. Now, if the adopted child is a yosem, is an orphan, and that's why the parents adopted him, that's why the couple adopted him, then we'll apply to the child the halachas of a yosem. So the father will not be entitled to any income of the adopted child. He won't. The £1 million that the child won will remain the child's, because we're not concerned if the father, the adoptive father, will stop supporting the child, because he's a yosem. There's a mitzvah rabba to support a yosem. So the whole of Klal Yisrael will support this yosem. Not a problem. If he's not a yosem, if he has a biological parent alive, the adopted child, then we could say that since the adoptive father is supporting him and doing a favor in return, he gets the income as a favor back, because and if he stops supporting him, who knows if anybody else is going to support him. So on that basis you could say that the father is entitled to the income. On the other hand, you might say that if he stops supporting him, there might be another couple who will want to adopt this child. Might be. So it might have the same status as a yosem would have, and therefore the Metziah would be present. I'm telling this dodim, I'm not paskening here, I'm just suggesting an approach, how we can even think about such a shaila. Then I'm going to take it a little bit further. The Taz, here in the same simon, the Taz brings Tosfos in Bava Metziah, his base on a base. And the Loshon of Tosfos is there, says, Loshon of Tosfos says, same Svara, that if the father won't be Mefanas the child, not talking about an adopted child, we're talking about a child who's Somoch al Shulchan Aviv. A natural child, The Somoch al Shulchan Aviv, the father won't support him, there's not going to be too many people who's going to jump in the place of the father. So therefore, that's one of the reasons why the father is entitled to the child's income. But Aval Adam Acher Me'alma Samel Shulchan Chaveiro. If you've got a person in the old age home you're supporting, or somebody else who you're supporting, could go Yosem Cotton and so on. There's no svara that the mitzvah of this person should belong to the sponsor. That's what we said. And then Tosa goes on and says, V'kolshkin Eved by Omo. We're talking about an Eved Ivri, not Eved Knan. Eved Ivri. By Omo Ivriya, Shebischal Tirchem Echlim. They're entitled to be supported by the master for their work. In other words, the master is mechuyev to support them for the work. So their mitzvah or their income certainly won't go into the master. That's what Tosfos says. The Taz adds on to this. The Chlal Zeh, who gam came, is megeh to a lot of people. Mi sheposak livloi mezoynes al shulchonoi. You've got a married son who wants to sit and learn for a couple of years after the chasana. Then the chutonim get together. It's called Danish Shulchanoch. Kamata poitzit levincho. Kamata poitzit levincho. How much are you giving? How much are you giving? So the father of the son, let's say, is mischayev. He commits himself to support the young man for a couple of years. Yeah, and this young man finds a gold Rolex watch in the street. Yeah. So says the Taz, following from this Tosfos, Mitzios le'atzmoi. Then it belongs to the son. The son will keep it. Won't go to the father. Why? The fact that the father is supporting him, he's supporting because of his chayvus. He's obligated. He committed himself, so he's obligated to. Once he's mischayev, he's obligated.
Only because he has money. The son hasn't got any money.
Save it. Doesn't matter.
If the son's got money, why should the father pay?
Huh? If the father committed himself,
because
he committed.
He
was mischayev. He was mischayev. Doesn't matter why he was mischayev. Maybe the mechutin drove him up the pole, so that's why he mischayev himself. Even though the son's got money. Yeah. So the Taz says that, again, says clearly, where the supporter is supporting because of a chiyuv, then the metzia or the income of the supportee, I think is the word, will belong to himself, won't go to the supporter. So now, what would be in the case of where a person adopts a child? I think today it's quite clear that when a person adopts a child, so he's actually mischayev to look after the child. In secular law, certainly, and probably in halacha as well. The person, the child, and it, as I'm saying, there's no such thing as a non-biological child becoming a child. Yeah? Well, I'm landed ben chaver is kilo yolode. It's as if it depends on the biological father. But certainly when a person adopts a child, then he's certainly mischayev to look after that child, to support it, or her. So it could be, in the case on this side, according to the Taz, who says that when the supporter has a chiyuv, an obligation, is a mischayev to support the other person, then the other person's income remains that by the other person, doesn't go to the supporter.
So it becomes a guy.
Huh?
If you were
Ger. A Ger is a different story. A Ger.
A Ger in Ukraine.
A Ger's son.
A Ger. Father and a son of Magaya.
Father and a son of Magaya. And he's not the natural father.
He's not a natural father.
No.
He's a natural father, but he's not his father.
He's not, halachically, he's not the biological father. He is the biological father, but Al Pidin is not considered
the
biological
father. Would the father get the son's?
He is the natural father. He is the biological father, but Al Pialochi is not.
But maybe the law requires that
he's not considered.
The law requires that he supports his son.
The law requires.
The law. The non-Jewish law. Secular law would require that he supports his son.
Yeah.
And so therefore he's doing a mischayev.
Yeah, so he's a mischayev. So he's a mischayev in such a case. However, we've still got a few minutes. The Taz, this chiddush of the Taz, that when you're mechuyev, which is based on the Tosfos, which says when you're mechuyev, When you're doing it is because of, you're fulfilling a chayvus, fulfilling a commitment, then you won't have a right. It's actually, I saw a marsham, I can't even remember who it is. I saw a marsham that says it's a machlokes rishonim. Machlokes is Rishonim, this will be. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Avodim. The Rambam says again. We're talking about Eved Ivri. Afal Pisha Odin Chayev Bemezoinus Ishtay Ubonov. Although the master is Mechuyv to support the wife of the Eved Ivri and the children of the Eved Ivri, Eimloy Bemaisi Adem Krum. He's not entitled to any of their income that they produce. El Arimaisi Deo Isho Mitsiosel Abayla. But the wife of the Eved Ivri, whatever she produces, goes to her husband, belongs to her husband. And whatever the children produce also go to the father. So the Rambam says that although the master is mechuyev, maybe because of that, the Rambam says, afal pisha odin chayev mezonos, although he's mechuyev to support the wife and children of the Eved Ivri, nevertheless, he says he's not entitled to their income. The Mishlei Melech brings a Ramban and a Ritvo, a Choyk. They argue and they say, no. They say, maybe that's the Sfar. They say, since the master is mechuyev to feed them, he's mechuyev to look after them, mechuyev to support them, then their Metziah belongs to them. Like the Taz. But it's Machlokes. Comes out as a Machlokes Rambam and Ramban and the Ritzvot, Machlokes Rishonim. So in the case of an adopted child, even if we say that the father automatically is Machayev, Mishayev himself, automatically is committed to supporting that child. So if the child has an income, it will be a Sofik. It depends on the Machlokes Rishonim. Whether the father, the adoptive father, will be entitled or not. So at this stage in the process, if I would be asked that shaila, I would say, I don't know. It requires further investigation, yeah.
So this odoin, or the mechatonim, that enechadama, after they took on the chiyuv, they're mechuyovim. But they were not mechuyev to take on the chiyuv lechatchila.
Yeah.
It's still a voluntary undertaking that they undertake to support the children, or that this odoin took on an evet.
Correct. And a voluntary undertaking is not mechuyev the person.
He's mechuyev from the time that they go. But the swara that
now he's mechuyev.
The swara that it's magia aloi because it's voluntary, which we said till now.
Yeah.
He is also voluntary. The mechatonim are also voluntary.
No, but voluntary means. Voluntary means he's not mischayev. Yeah? He's not obligated voluntary. Yeah,
he didn't have to be mischayev himself. He didn't have to be mischayev himself.
He didn't have to, but he was. If he wouldn't have been mischayev, so in the case of a regular father who's not mechuyev to support his son at that age, so he's supporting him voluntarily, but he's not committed to. He hasn't committed himself to. He wasn't mischayev himself to it. He doesn't become mechuyev. It's voluntary. We had a headmaster in a school many, many years ago in London. He used to say in assembly, I need three volunteers, you, you, and you.
Yeah.
So, as I'm saying, we've got Paskening here. I'm just suggesting an approach, how we could approach such a shaila.
Can you just summarize the shittas again?
Summarize. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch says, by a natural child, if a father, the Mechaber says, if a natural father is supporting a child who's at the age when he doesn't have to support it, yeah,
but he does,
then anything, any income that that child will have will be for the benefit of the father, as a natural child. The Ramos says, however, if a person is supporting a yosem, then, and the yosem has an income, then that income won't go to the supporter. And the swara, the smar says, because there'll always be somebody to look after the yosem. In the case of a natural child, yeah, if the father doesn't support him, there might not anybody else look after him. So we want to make sure the father will support him, and also we want to reward the father for doing this favor to the child, so the benefit goes to the father. That's the case. So the shaila is, what happens by an adoptive child? Adoptive child. So we're saying it depends on whether, now adoptive child, also the father is not a chuyuv to support. Al pidin. Without the commitment.
Doesn't the adoption mean that?
That's what we said at the end. We said that the adoption itself, because according to law, you have to look after him, so it's a commitment. But without the secular law, and without the concept of adoption, which doesn't exist in halacha, yeah, he's not mechuyev to look after him. Not mechuyev, he's no different than any stranger. Am I mechuyev to look after my next door neighbor? I'm not mechuyev to look after my next door neighbor. I'm not mechuyev to look after my next door neighbor's son either.
A divorced couple get married, each have a child.
Again?
The father hasn't adopted his wife's daughter or son, but he's still looking after her.
He's looking after him, because it's a very nice thing to do.
So he's not adopted her. So can the wife's child have to give over to the father?
Again, if he's supporting him.
He's supporting him because he
likes
his wife.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's no such thing as adoption
in halacha. There's no such thing in halacha as adoption. When I say there's no such thing as adoption, you don't become a natural parent and the child doesn't become a natural child or biological. There's no such thing. Yeah. But what we're saying is that when a person adopts a child, that's how we came out of the Maskon. When a person adopts a child, he commits himself to looking after it. So it becomes mechuyev. He's not doing a favor anymore. He's doing a favor, but he's not doing it as a favor. He's committed. He has his chaypis. He's committed to do it. So since he has to do it because he committed himself to do it, then he not necessarily receives anything in return.
So at the end of the adopted father's
120, never entitled to it.
When the adopted father
passes
away,
What are you saying?
When the father passes away when he's 120,
no.
and he's got his wife's child or he's got an adopted child, this child can't stand up and claim Pishnaim, can he?
Certainly not. If he's not the Bechor, he can't claim even one.
So what you're saying here, because he's Mechayev himself, therefore he's not entitled to him,
because he's supporting him because he was committing himself to it.
It's
like the master of an Eved Ivri. He has to feed them. Therefore he won't be entitled to get it. Normally, the way the Sma explains it, we're concerned that if the father doesn't get anything in return, he'll stop supporting. But if he's mechuyev to support, he can't stop supporting. He's his chayv. If he's doing it off his own bat voluntarily, then we want an incentive. But if he's mechuyev to do it in any case, al pidin is mechuyev to do it, so he doesn't need an incentive.
Could make a tonight, because to get around that, tonight the adoption maybe that.
If he made it tonight, it's a different story. But normally, by an adoption, that's the way it goes. As it was said here, according to the secular law, says he commits. So he's mechayev.
And Yosom, like you spoke in the beginning about Yosom, apotropis by Yosom, has he got his chayvus to look after?
An apotropis? I don't know, chayvus of an apotropis. But whatever the chayvus of an apotropis is. Yeah. The apotropis doesn't have to do it from his own funds. The apotropis does it from the funds of the estate.